I had vacation from for a day, so I think I was looking to walk beyond the studio, next 24 hours. But I appreciated the time as well because I found her at the Key Vega, I was aware of, and that was worth 24 hours by her at the Key Vega. At the end of the week, we dealt with the sugya over here on Dasi Gimel of the Days. And we got sort of caught at a point where, it's true, it's only Rashi. But Rashi learned that Rabbi Gamliel, was backtracking. That even though in the Mishnah appears that he is gung-ho in all situations, he's called Rav Yehoshua. However, Gemara has a statement that Keshabtanu alham uberes, that will, Rabbi Gamliel is willing to be Moedith Rabbi Yehoshua in the situation of the Mulberet, that really over there should not be Ne'emenet, but he'll still fight with Rabbi Yehoshua on the level of Yichud. And we pointed out, what's the difference between Mulberet and not Mulberet? That the Nigo falls off. That's what we saw, that the Nigo fell off. So Guri asked, so what the Nigo fell off? Rabbi Gamliel is based on a lot of options. He had the option of the taina per se, the koach taina. We had the koach taina with the niga. We had the koach taina with the chazaka. However, the chazaka is still there. So, what is the heshavtanu al hamuveris? Why is that considered to be a knockout on the muveris? It also has to introduce the sugi on that yudala and madala in terms of isha b'mizana ubodeket. In order to that basically whatever he asks is, so she's Mulberet, so it could be from Kshayrim, it could be from Sulim. And the case of the Mishnah is even a case in the town where you have Rove Kshayrim. Why does Rabbi Gamliel have to backtrack in the case of Mulberet? What changed in the case of Mulberet? So what I would have said had I given you yesterday was this, what I said last time in Shir was maybe when a woman is Mulberet, the chazaka, something happens to the chazaka. The chazaka is weakened because she's Mulberet. And then, I was yelled at, that's not the tone, that's not false off, it's, the Peskas Kashrus is up to that point, and so L'chorah, that should bring you into Lord Kashrus. So I was thinking that maybe we can learn a little different. So we go back to Gimel Maralot. We saw that when Rabbi Yehoshua was up against the wall, he said, "Afilu came with Rabbi Yehoshua, the bottom line in Gimel Madalat, Mala Asu Biyusa." Now, what we didn't do on Gimel Madalat, which was improper methodologically, is look at the star and see where this Gemara is brought of Mala Asu Biyusa. Namely, what we did on the Gemara on the Gimel days, Enach Petropos La'arayos, that we did. We say, hey, look, let's look in Nida. And so the principle of Enach Petropos La'arayos is a din b'chol ha-Torah kula. What Rabbi Yehoshua did was he co-opted it for his purpose, namely he raised the ante. He created a greater Enach Petropos La'arayos. The principle is the principle. Everyone agrees Enach Petropos La'arayos, that there's a chash. What Rabbi Yehoshua did was he raised the chash to a vadot. What about the principle of Mala Asu B'Yuchsin? Is this something Rabbi Yehoshua made up? Is this something that's a source of machlokis between Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Gamliel goes according to the rules of the game, and Rabbi Yehoshua says Mala Asu B'Yuchsin. So on the side, the Mashar Sasha sends you to Kedushin Ayin Gimel Madalah, and Lekamon Tes Vavah Madalah. So Lekamon, we're going to get to in the not too distant future, it's still in this parak, where the Gemara is going to say that in the world of Yuchsin, that one robe isn't enough. You need a concept of what's called Trei Rube. What this concept means of Trei Rube, we're going to have to try and understand. But that statement over here in the Gemara of Tezor and Aleph has nothing to do with Rabbi Yehoshua. For me, the Inan Trei Rube, my answer is, Achal Gamma Rabbi Zeira, da da da. My answer is, Mala Asu B'Yuchsin. Smack in the middle of the Amar Tezor and Aleph. Nothing to do at all with Rabbi Yehoshua. Namely, this is a Din B'Chol HaTorah Kula, that we have a stricter standard when we deal with the world of Yuchsin. Who had been the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Ayin Gimel Amad Aleph? Over there, what is the context of Mala Asu B'Yuchsin? The Gemara has a rule, B'Chol HaTorah Kula, that Chazal weren't goes there in situations which are lo shliach. How comes Shabbat Shliach lo God the Rabbana? Now we find Golo, we find it in Mesechas Pesachim, we find it in Beitza, we find it Bichlal across the board. The world of Yisra, the Hefer, Chazal weren't goes there on cases that are Yotze Gofen and Gitin and Kiddush and Bechule. Says the Gemara, Ma'ala Asu B'Yuchsin. In Yuchsin they were. So the rule of Ma'ala Asu B'Yuchsin is also a Din Bechol HaTorah Kula. It's nothing to do with Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua applied it over here. That's Rabbi Yeshua's finish. That he applied it, even though we have a Bari, and we have a Migo, and we have a Chazaka, even though we have the rules that she should be Ne'emenet, we say Ma'ala Asu B'Yuchsin. The same way that we require on Daf Tesvav, Trey Ruve, the same way that we say on the Chayin Gimel, we're going to make Xera even in the Makom Shalosh Shliach, you know, that we bend the rules when it comes to Yulsin. Here also, we bend the rules when it comes to Yulsin. So it could very well be that Rabbi Gamliel is not calling on the principle of Ma'ala Asu B'Yulsin. He just doesn't apply it as far as Rabbi Yeshua. However, Yitzachin, in a case where Kreisa Ben Shineha, in a case where she's Mulberet, maybe over there, Rabbi Gamliel would also, you know, have this concept of Ma'ala Asu B'Yulsin. Again, I point out Ma'ala Asu B'Yulsin to a certain degree is like a wild card. It's a joker. It's something that we know, like, it's a finagle factor. If we don't have something else to say, so you toss in Ma'ala Asu B'Yulsin, that'll solve the problem. So that's what I was going to say, how we gave it to you yesterday, that maybe Rabbi Gamliel also agrees with Ma'ala Asu B'Yulsin, not as far as Rabbi Yeshua. However, in the case of Mulberet, he would agree that even though according to the rules of the game, the Chorah, she still has her Chazaka, But we say Ma'ala Asu B'Yuchsin. However, this morning, I saw Rabbi Kiva Eger last night, but I have the old Mishnayos with the fuzzy print, and Rabbi Kiva Eger comes out very, very fuzzy. And they have this new Mishnayos with a clear print, and it was like eye-opening. It's like a whole new Rabbi Kiva Eger. I was simply, the letters are different. And I couldn't figure out, I was looking, I have Rashi Teva somewhere in the house. I was trying to figure out what is Chet Bet. What's on the Chet? Chet Ses Besulim? School of no, Chet Ses Besulim. I was talking about Chet Bet. I see over here, it's Chet Kup, Chet Ses Kashus. But no, it's you know, I was just back for an hour trying to figure out what this Chet Bet is. So anyway, Rabbi Akiva Eger says as follows. That in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Eger is on the Mishnah. On the Mishnah, you see, he has Kiddush on the Mishnah. Usually we don't learn it because we're not learning Mishnah, it's from the Gemara. But it's silly that we shouldn't learn it. Right? I mean, we cover the Mishnah, so here, Akiva Eger is on the Mishnah. And he also, it's written much clearer because it's written for people who are Mishnah. And generally, I like that. Okay. My father's shul, there wasn't the Chevra Shas, it was Chevra Mishnayos. There were people who worked, and they went Mishnayos, very nice. They went to Ishisha Sidra Mishnah. The Mishnah, quote of the Mishnah, Ruh medaber is an epa bashuk, ma'tivo shal adam zeh, Rav Yeshua omer lo mipi adam chayim, el rei bachet kachru, and esnum a mamzer, ad shetavi raya l'dvarenu. That's the language of the Mishnah, ad shetavi raya l'dvarenu. So the question is, what does it mean? Ad shetavi raya lidvareva. Well, I mean, what is she going to say? Ra'ua medaberes in Yishu Vashu. Yeah? So what's it, raya lidvareva? That she will prove, she'll bring a video that the person she was misyakid with was a kosher. Let's say. That would be her raya. She brings up to a video. She brings two aidim who said that person was a kosher. What does that help us? Maybe she was nivela to someone else. That's where Rabbi Akiva is. See, in Torah, Ma Moyel Raya Shezehu Kasher. Mikol Makom Nechush, those of you who prepared for today's Shia, so you saw there was a Gemara in Yevamos, Yilma Afkara Name Lachrine. Kevon da Afkar Nafsha. Levidei, Yilma Afkara Nafsha Lachrine. You know, why assume that she's selectively Mufkara? The Nivela Lapasla. And with if already you're Koshesh, what good will it do to knock off one individual, say, oh, that individual is Kasher? But there are other individuals in the picture. The Yeshuamar, Kevon the Rabbi Gamliel Mahani Bari, the Chetka. Kevon, no, it's going to Rabbi Gamliel, we have the Tainas Bari and the Cheskas Kashrut. Gam Rabbi Yeshua will Polig Ale, Ella, where is Rabbi Yeshua Cholik on Rabbi Gamliel? Ella, Benivala Vadai, the Hasafek Lemi, the Isra, the Hasafek Lemi. Nivala b'vadei v'asafek l'mi. In which that Rabbi Gamliel situation is, we're not even sure that she was Nivala. There was only Yichud. So we're not even sure she was Nivela, and she claims, in the Nami, I was Nivela, and I was Nivela to a Kasher, so she has a Tainas Bari, and she has a Migo, and she has a Cheskes Kasher, fine. But what about a situation where Nivela Vadai, Bari, she was Nivela, our only question is to whom? Then, Isra Chazaka. Okay, that's what I said last time, but I know you didn't believe me, but Rabbi Kiv Eger says it. The moment we have Nivela, then the Cheskes Kasher is Isra. The Cheskes Kasher falls off, her Migo falls off, we're only left with the Bari over there. That's where Rabbi Yeshua is holding on Rabbi Gamliel. Only Tam HaYerushalmi de Hazonos Ratzos Sachar HaPsulim. Or maybe the opposite of what is found over here in Tosfos. Tosfos quotes. Okay, so it's the opposite of Tosfos. Tosfos says, Ika, Ish, Isha, Mizana, Hodek, Yetu, Mizana. And over here, Rabbi Yeshua's Sfara is, Yerushalmi, Hazonos, Rato, Sachar, Absulet. The question is, you know, whether when someone is chote, whether they go all the way, or the chote that they want to maintain some sort of a facade of a framework. Yes.
And the Gilman Beis Yosef says she's Cheskes Kasher. So we're talking about her Bita. We say the Cheskes Kasher isn't good enough for her daughter, it was good enough for her.
Right, that was in a situation.
That's in a situation in Milberis. You say she has Cheskes Kasher in
Milberis.
Isn't the Pshat this Tosefta is very difficult, and we don't pass like this Tosefta? I mean, that he was, no, but the whole Pshat Rashi that he was closer to, which is.
Oh, let's finish the sentence. Avo v'sveiko da afkara da hasavik di ikar hamasa im nivala od gam l'rab Yeshua mehemna shalo nivalti od v'bori v'cheskas kashrus. I mean, the context of Rabbi Akiva Eger is that if it's a suffix, if she was nivala, then we have the bari and the cheskas kashrus. If we know she was nivala and it's a question of to whom, then in that situation, Rabbi Yeshua is totally on Rabbi Gamliel, or we want to say in our Gemara, in that situation, Rabbi Gamliel will be moda to Rabbi Yeshua, because then nivala vada, then the migo falls off, the chazaka also falls off, isra chazaka, and all we have left is the bari, and the bari alone is not enough to be able to maintain, not to be choshesh for a sadek daraisa of psul. That now that's Rabbi Akiva Eger. You're asking that doesn't the Gemara itself. That's what we were last time. Doesn't the Gemara itself deal with an Ashi Gosh in the meantime? That's the situation of, if we're not dealing with Bita, we're dealing with the situation of Nivela, that's what's being asked. But the bottom line is we're dealing with the situation of Nivela.
All the Gemara's are against this Tosefta.
Sure. No, you're correct. No, I just want to understand the option of the Tosefta. You're correct. The bottom line of the sugya, both on Daf Ches and on Daf Yud Gimel and Beis, is that the Cheskes Kasher applies to Rabbi Gamliel even in Nivela. You're correct. However, this the option over here within Tosefta that maybe Rabbi Gamliel is moda in Hesheftanu al ha muberet matzi shivein on the beret, that maybe Rabbi Gamliel is moda in the situation of muberet, that option would be to say either Ma'ala Asur B'Yuchsin, that even Rabbi Gamliel agrees with that in the world of Mu'beret, or if you want to understand it within the rules of the game, to have a Reyusa in the Chazaka. The moment that you have Mu'beret, it's not a question of whether she was Nivela or not, but that Vada she was Nivela, the question is to whom, that's already a world of Isra Chazaka. Okay, anyway, that's in terms of that one line that we left open in terms of Heshaptanu Alberic. Again, Tosus disagrees. Tosus says, Heshaptanu Alberic, that's Lashita Tcha, not Lashita Tainu. Lashita Tcha, that you hold that Zonot wrote of the Haraksulim, then Heshaptanu Alberic. I mean, we'll understand Lashita Tcha. But our sheet is different. We still have the Cheskas Kasha, so we have a Chazaka Isha Mezana Bodeket. Okay, that's old business. Now let's move over to new business. Hahu arus va'arusasa, the bottom line on that, you know, in the days, the asu lekame de Rabbi Yosef. He amra minei, v'hu amar in minoi. There is no machloket, they're both coming to register this child in the, you know, as a kosher Jew, and they both agree it's their child. Amar Rabbi Yosef, l'may nechushta, what's the problem? Chad the ha'kamoda. There's no sira over here, there's no hakasha. There's hodah on his part. V'od, and even if he hadn't been moda, and even if he hadn't been moda, then halacha k'rabban Gamliel. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, k'rabban Gamliel, that she's ne'emenet. Amar le Abaye, u'baha, ki l'moda, machshir Rabban Gamliel. How could you say that we pass on Gamliel in the situation? Doesn't Shmuel have it tonight? Shimon Alf Yom and Leo, Va'at Lo Tevet Uvda, Adiika, Rov, Sheiren, Etzla, Va'afa, Rov, Sulem, Etzla, that Shmuel doesn't agree with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, L'Yirei HaMachshir, Machshir Afilu B'Rov, Sulem. Shmuel says, nothing doing, that we need Dafka Rov, Sheiren, and by the Arusa, everyone but the Arus is considered to be a No'eth, is considered to be Pasuel, and that would Aser her, and certainly turn the blood into a Mamzer. That which Shmuel agreed is that Rabbi Gamliel said his halacha even in a situation of rov psulim, and we pass him like Rabbi Gamliel. However, l'chatzchila we should search for a case of rov sheirim, but b'diavad rov psulim we can be somach Rabbi Gamliel even in a situation of rov psulim. That's what the Gemara has over here. What the Rishonim are get involved on are on the two levels, on both sides of Rabbi Yosef and Manavshach, or not the Manavshach, but he has a Va'od. One is Lamai Nefeshra, you have a Chada and a Va'od. So on both sides of the Chada and the Va'od, we get involved over here. On the first side of HaKamode is that so obvious that the moment the two of them are telling the same story, are singing the same song, that borrower that we have over here, a world of ne'emanus. And secondly, what would be in the situation of lo mode? What would be in a situation of lo mode? What would her status be if the Aris were to be makhlisher? What would the blood's status be if the Aris were to be makhlisher? Right? So those are the two sets of marmakamos I gave you. The first set of marmakamos dealt with the mode. That was the Tosfos and the Ramban and the Ra'ah and the Chule, that was one direction. And the second set of Maramakomos of the Rambam, the Shati Ivarim, that was the Nebavir Tosfos. That's the second issue. So let's take them one by one. This situation of Orus Arusaso, the Asu Kamedu Rav Yosef, without getting involved in the question of the culture of Erusin, whether it really worked to have Erusin for a year, and that the Arus and the Arusa, who were legally married, were able to stay away from one another or not. But we have three Gemaras that deal with basically this situation where something went wrong in the period of the Erusin. We have our Gemara, Havu Arus Arusasa Tasu Kamei de Rav Yosef. There's the Gemara in Kedushin, and the Ayin Heya Mad Aleph, which deals with Harusa She Ibra, she became pregnant. And then we have the Gemara Yevamos, the Samach Tes, some days, and Ayin Mad Aleph, that all the Rishonim relate to, Haba al Arusasa Beis Chamiz. So we have three situations where we have, where the Arus and the Arusasa did not maintain the rules of the game. Arus to Arusasa, our Gemara, Arusa Sheibra, the Gemara in Kedushin, and Habla al Arusasa, they started the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Kedushin and the Gemara in Yevamos, basically, I mean, there is one line over there that may be a little different, but basically are dealing with situation without Ta'anot. that they don't explain the situation. The Arusa doesn't. She takes the fifth. All right, so we have a situation. Arusa sheibra, haba arusa deishkavit. No one is talking. We simply have the cases. What is her status? What's the status of the blood? Our sugya, we have the tanot. I say that it's kimat that way, but in certain kedushin there are three ibois emos that had to learn over there, and one of them is that shtuki that's mentioned is beduki. You know, that we asked her. But leaving aside that one language of shtuki beduki. As a whole, the Kedusha and Yavama is still without Ta'anot. Our Gemara deals with Ta'anot. What's the situation without Ta'anot? We take off the world of Ta'anot. There's no Koach HaTa'ana, there's no Bari Veshema, there's no Bari, there's no nothing. Simply the facts of the case. So that's a machlokus between Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel have a suffix as to whether the blood, let's take the Gemara and Kedusha, whether Arusa Sheibra, whether that child is going to be a Badai Mamzer or a Safek Mamzer. A Mamzer or a Shtuti. What is the question? What are the two sides over there? So again, there are different Lashonas in the Gemara and Kedushin, but the side of Safek is, usually, if you can use the language of the Gemara over there, Ika Lamitri, Lamitri Varus. That, so we're doing the Arusa She'ibra, she's legally married to someone, and even though we don't know who was below her, Ikala Mitzli Ba'aris. That option exists. On the side of the Vadai, that's Kulam Psula Metzla. And we have a din of growth. We have no idea who was below. She's not saying anything. He's not saying anything. So, on one hand, it's true. Ikala Mitzli Ba'aris. The other hand, we have a din of growth. The Gemara in Yavamos is very, very parallel. The Gemara in Yavamas is Habba al Arusa, so the base Hamid. So we know that he is in the picture. Right? So that's not as equal a Mitziba Arus, but we know the Arus was Baal Leha. But on the other hand, Mida Afkir Napsha, Lagabe Arus, Afkirta Napsha, the Alma. In other words, how do you know if already she is not keeping the rules of the game, how do you know how far she went? And again, the moment that we have after an afshal alma, then we have a rope. And the Gemara then deals with options. Are we dealing with the fact that the daima me alma, that she's chashuda for other people, the daima didei, or is what else comes into the picture? But the common denominator between the two Gemaras, between the Gemara in Kedushin and the Gemara in Yavamas, is are we tola on the arus, or are we afraid that maybe this is Lekulei Alma? Do we deal over here with Rov, and then we're finished? We have a Mamzer Vadai, or do we deal over here on the realm that Sof the Oris is in the picture, and then minimally we have over here a Safek? Those are the Gemaras without Tanot. Without Tanot, we deal with the facts on the case. The facts of the case are that we have a possibility of Tli in the Arus, or we have the option of being told in rote. Masha'en, can we do with our Gemara? Our Gemara says, no, it's not a Sadek Mamzer, it's not a Vadei Mamzer, it's Nemenes. It's Nemenes. What changed in our case? We have the same Arusa She'ibra, we have the same case of Haba al Arusa, so the base Chomi, if that's the case, right? Haba al Arusa, so the Oslo Kamei Rav Yosef. She's pregnant, the Arus is saying, it's from me. So why in our Gemara do we have a level of kashrus, while over there we had either a suffix or a vadev suul? So that's what Rav Yosef says, l'may nekush, chada v'ka modeh. He's modeh. He's modeh. And that changes the whole world. He says, minoy. That's one option. Or the other option is, forget about his being modeh, she's nemenet. She has a tainas bari, and she has a chazaka. Maybe she has a migo. We have to see. In other words, that we use the regular rules. And Shmuel points out that maybe we also have a situation of rov kerim. It's not in this case, but in other words, but we're building it based on the building blocks that we've dealt with up to now over the last two dafim. That if the problem of in the Gemara Kedushin and in the Gemara in Yavamos was that we have Rov Tzulim, so our Gemara solves that problem by saying Hakamodi. That solves the problem. And that works according to our Gemara, even with Rav Yeshua. The Od, maybe we'll pass it like Rav Noah, Kulei Alma, and our Gemara, the Hodaah works. Tosus points out that Lechora, that's not so pashut. You just can't say, well, those Gemaras are talking about where we have no Hoda'ah, and our Gemara is talking about a Hoda'ah. What God is Tosos? Let's look together. Second line from the bottom, Adaf Yugimel Mebez. Now, as after Tosos balances the various cases of Yukimtos, etc., he still up with the problem. Yu Kasha Lushna Kama Diyavamos, Vesel Perik Almana. Plige Rabu Shmuel, Bibo. In a case of Bo Agarusasa. And then we have Onkos Rabbi Shmuel, do we have Gadi Mamzerus, or do we have Safek Mamzerus? Umasi Kasam Abaye, the Af Agav Dugo Dayama Me'alma, we have no proof that she ever had Yichud or anything beyond Yichud with anyone else in the world. The calls of Plinget. Why? In other words, the calls that we have a problem both according to Rabbi Shmuel. The Dilma be the Afkura Nafsha Legabe Oras, Mafkura Nafsha Legabe Alma. That to a certain degree we'll say that she's lost her Cheskas Kashrus, and the same way that she herself is Moda, and he is Moda, that after a national Yavi Aris, they were over in Easter, via the Easter Drabanan, Easter Doraisa of Aris to Arusa. So after a national Yavi Alma, she's lost any Cheskas Kashrus in this area of, she's a Chashuda in the area of Znut. So Amar Hacha, Chada, Dikamode, Umashma, Dikasher, Afilu, Rabbi Yoshua. And so we have a stira between the studios. Why? Kasosis has two words over here. Uba, three words. Uba kemode domi. That, what does mode mean? What is the Aris telling us? He's telling us that hu ba'alota, right? Ani ba'alti ota. But that just sets up the dilma mida akra nafsha, dilma mida akra nafsha gabi Aris, makra nafsha gabi alma. Namely, that's all we have over there also. We have over there a case of Abba al-Arusasa v'eschamit. What's Abba al-Arusasa? We know that there was Bia to the Arus. Once there was Bia to the Arus, then we are afraid maybe there was Bia to the entire world. So what is the Arus telling us? In Minoi. Right? That I was Boel her. Fine, the moment you were Boel her, it opens the Pandora's box. Dioma bida Afkara, Nashla, Gabi Arus, Afkara, Nashla, Gabi Alma. And that in the Gemara in Yevamos brings about either Vade or Safek Mamzerus. And in our Gemara, we have Kasha. And we have to come up with two opposite conclusions in exactly the same case. That here, in other words, that here we view the Hoda'ah as being a factor which is Machshir the blood. And there we view the Hoda'ah, Abba'a Rufasa Ve'Samid, as a factor which is Posel the blood. The exact same factor. Here we view it that when he says, Minoi, then he's telling us that his Bia was exclusive. And over there, the Gemara says, "What do you mean his bia was exclusive? Dilma mida after a nafsha legabe aris, after a nafsha legabe alma. The moment that she lost her cheskas kashrus, the moment that she over here is telling us that she was nivellet to the aris against halacha. Maybe she continued to be nivellet. That's a stira. That's because of who's bothered. That uba kamoda dami. The hamoda, the hacha. When you see over here hamoda." Eino ella shehaya omer shebaaleh. What is he saying? Baaleh. The pshita loya mezani vachareha lo orva shelo tizne. We're not talking about the fact that moda means that he put her into a cage, and he says I was the only one that was boiled her. That's not moda. I mean that's not a normal situation. What the other Shem called zaz yado mi yada. That's not the case of moda. Moda lechora means that he was ba. But how does that exclude the rest of the world? Ubein l'Rav, Ubein l'Shmuel, Aser hu bebat Yisrael, the Shtuki to come out of Shmuel, Hainu de Aser bebat Yisrael. Namely, that the Vlad should be Aser to get married to a Jew, that she's minimally a Safek Mamzeret. Vekule lishne beperakama de Kedushin. O lishne de Beduki namikashetfe, the Mashna Filwe de Vidika Seymu Amiskashar Ringamli or Rishua Go. Okay, but that's a side of him. Okay, that's the question. That question was bothered everyone. That question bothered everyone. It bothered Tosfos, it bothered the Ramban, it bothered the Ra'ah. So before we see Tosfos's Teretz, let's see the Ramban and the Ra'ah. They ask the same question, and we have two Teretzim which aren't in our Tosfos. Chada de Kamodi Ba'orach Gamaliya. Peirush. V'yesh Omrim Heicha Da'amar Bevadai Basi Aleha Aval Eini Yodea Nivkira Atzma La'acher Kemoshi Yivkira Atzma Li. And the question is, what is the V'od Halachat Rabbi Gamliel? What's the case of the V'od? No, it's not a case of Modeh. What's the case of which is not a case of Modeh? So it could be, we'll see later on, it could be a case of Hakhasha. It could be a case of Lesa Kamon, he's not around. Or it could be a case where he says, well, you know, I was Boev, I'm not sure if it's exclusive. Kach Piresh Rav Yosef HaLevi Ibn Migashza. Ve'eni Makir B'lashon Zeh. What do you mean? Or it's Modeh means it's exclusive, and Ve'od means it's not exclusive? The Chimodeh, in the case of the first Modeh, Mi Yoda Bada Olivkira Atzma La'acher, V'chinohu Belet Efaneha. In other words, how are you so certain that the first Modeh is exclusive? That's what Tosafot points out, that Modeh means it can't exclude everyone else. So what do we do with the Gemara in Yevamos? Rav Amar Havlad Mamzer, and Shmuel says over there the blood of the Shtuki. Arminan Hasan Belishna Basra Biba Kule Amalo Plige the Basre Shadinan La. That there is a Lashon in the Gemara in Yevamos, which is parallel to Rav Yosef. To the moment that we know that the Oros is in the picture, we assume that she was Nevela to him. But what about the Lishna Kama? Arminan Beba Plige, that's what Tosis's question was. Lo Asya. Namely, that the Ramban simply throws out his hands. There's no way of dealing with the Kasha that Tosis asked. Enochinami, that our sugi is so sir the Lishna Kama. Our sugi is mashma that Ba is exclusive. The Lishna Kama is mashma that Ba opens in Pandora's box. Those two Lishonos don't go hand in hand. Afa gavda lo daima me'alma. Even though, as the Gemara says over here, the Pandora's box is open, even though we have no proof that she was nivela to anyone else. Well, mishum dechihechi da'afkor anach l'gabe aris, afkor anami l'gabe shar v'insei v'hodo'a da'aris lo klumlu. We don't pass like that there. And what Tosis asked, how does our sugi work out? That's not a question. In other words, because we don't pass like that there. Namely, according to the Ramban, the first tirutz of the Ramban, or the first direction of the Ramban, is that we have to say there is a stira between the sugyos, between the Lishna Kama over there and our Gemara. That our Gemara is assuming that in Bo'aleha that the blood is from the Arus, and the Gemara over there says no, in Bo'aleha. Then we have the problem. He did kiehi da after anam shigabe aris after anam elegabe shar inche. That's what he says first. And secondly, he says inam elegabe vlad chashinan avohi shar yelavad. Or the Rabban says no. The sugyas aren't so to one another at all. We're dealing with two different individuals. Our sugya is dealing with her status. Is she muteret lebaala? And the Gemara over there is talking about the Vlad. So on the level of the Vlad will be Mahmir. Vilma mida aftera anashe, Vilma aftera anashe gabi oris, aftera anamil gabi sharinche. In terms of her, we'll say that Ba'alah, that she is Sharia Baba'ala. Those are two terutim of the Ramban. Similarly, in the Ra'ah, he just switches the order, but he also has the same two terutim. Close to Migash, in other words, that our Gemara, the first case is exclusive, and not exclusive. Lefi Devar of Hodo Adarus, Bosagi Adamar Bozaza, Yoda Mitofion, the Achim is Abra, Beinam Machuvar, the Tema, the Ho Aminan Tosabi Yavam Aswala, Risasa Beisfami, Bravamar Havrad Manzer, Aminan Apilu Heko de Bolo Aris Kamara, Kiyaki the Aftor and Ashabi the day after and Nami Baalma, in Kemaya Hanigon Hodo the Arus, the Aminan Hocha. Kamodi creates more of a problem. Alma came to Kamodi with Kuyama Kosher in Algamar. The Mother there says with Kuyama Pasul. The Epsher Dafilu Rab Lo Amar Hassan Elo Gabi Bla. The Lesla Chazaka de Kashus. Abo Gabi Ihi, the Isla Chazaka de Kashus, came on the Kamoda Arus Afilu Rab Mode. Inami, that's the second parish of the Ramba, but it's a little filled out. Inami Afilu Johasam Haino Hu Lishna Kama. Avohad Aminam Lushna Basra, Heki Debar al Kulei Alma, Lokliye de Kasher, Rabbi Yosef Lushna Basra. Again, the same two Terutim, just in the opposite order. But Lachora, these two Terutim are really the same principle, just a question of an application of a principle. Namely, that what do we have in our Sugya, which is missing either in the Sugya over there totally, or at least in the, according to the Mishnah Kama of the Sugya over there. What do we have in our Sugya that overrides Kevan the Akhara, Ki Akhara Nashal, Gabi Akhrine, that in our Sugya we don't say, Ki Heti the Akhara Nashal, Gabi Akhara, Gabi Akhrine, and the Sugya over there says, He hated after an actual day after an amal gabi achrini. What nekuda is nekuda samachlokes, according to the Ramban and the Ra'ah, between the two sugyos? Exactly. Cheskas kashrus. In other words, do we have a cheskas kashrus that would keep her in the realm of the arus? That our Gemara is assuming that we have such a cheskas kashrus, even though we have a situation of me'uberet. But so, the Aris is saying, Ba'aleha maintains her cheskas kashrus. Ba'aleha means that she's remained within the framework of marriage. Masha'en came according to the Lishna Basra, the Sugi over there. That the moment you have Ba'aleha, Kuyamalop Ligid the Kashya, that we have the cheskas kashrus. The Lishna Kama, here we have the Israelay of the cheskas kashrus. At the moment that we find that she was not keeping the Isurim between her and the Arus, then who's to say that Bechlal, that in this area she has any Ne'amanis at all, she has any Cheskas Kashrus at all. The only question is, what a permutation. Are we saying that according to everyone she has a Cheskas Kashrus, but the Vla doesn't? Or we're saying, no, there's even a Machlokis as to whether she has a Cheskas Kashrus. But according to the Ramban and the Ra'ah, in order to be able to deal with how our sugi is different than the sugi over there, we have a factor over here which is excluded over there. And that's the factor is cheskas kashrus. That our Gemara views that the Aris's hoda'ah buttresses her cheskas kashrus, it builds up her cheskas kashrus. While according to one lashon, the Gemara over there, the Aris is Ba'aleha, that exactly undermines the Cheskas Kashrus. Yes?
Why do you think the Hujar itself is what's giving her the Cheskas Kashrus? She has the Cheskas Kashrus without the Hujar. It doesn't affect the Cheskas Kashrus one way or the other.
Because the Gemara over there is talking without her Hujar.
No, I'm saying his Hujar.
The Gemara over there is talking without his Hujar.
No, the Ba'aleha is also. It's his Hujar, but even with his Hujar, you could say that she's not enough to accept the others. But here, when there's also a Hodah, she still says it's a Cheskas Kashrus. I'm just asking what. In other words, it doesn't seem to me that the his Hodah is what's giving her a Cheskas Kashrus.
I think that's what Ramban is saying. In other words, that Ba'aleha, or his Tosis makes a equation between Ba'aleha and Moda. What does Moda mean? Moda means Moda Sheba'aleha. Right, so that's it's one and the same. In minoy is ba'aleha. I think what the Ramban is saying is no. Is that if you have ba'aleha without the in minoy, so that the ba'aleha, when we know that ba'aleha, not because he comes and tells us ba'aleha, but rather that's the uvda. There are edim sheba'aleha. He's not in the picture. He's not telling us anything. That ba'aleha, that's ma'arir cheskas kashrus. at the moment that we see that she was an avaryanit, so it could go all the way. Mashenken can over here where he is saying ba'aleha, it's the same fact, but the fact that he is saying ba'aleha, that's putting it in the realm of being arusal arusaso. In other words, that in minoi, that I was ba'aleha, means that closes the door to the rest of the world. That simply that the hodah over here, the ba'aleha is that which supports the cheskas kashrus, as opposed to the lack of hodah. Simply the fact of ba'aleha that would undermine the cheskas kashrus. Yeah. That's the question of how you view the area, and you could view it, this is an area of arayos. That we have over here a woman who is chashuda on arayos. She's chashuda to be nivelet to asurim la. I grant you, there are different levels of Easter. There's a level of Easter Drabanan, there's a level of Easter Malkos, there's a level of Easter Karas, there are different levels of Easter. However, in this realm, she has a taiva. So the question is, whether this taiva is viewed as an untitled taiva, meaning after a nashe l'kloyama, or whether lehefta, you know, this is a taiva like other Marisha, that he wasn't able to wait for it till Shabbos to drink from the Geffen. He had to drink from the Daf on Erev Shabbos. He wasn't able to control the is that patience? Is it a chisaron over here in patience, or is it in a broader sense? So the in minoi, he is saying in minoi, that would turn it into an avera of patience. Now Shankin simply ba'aleha, the fact that ba'aleha, that we view as a chshad of the world of Erevah. And then again, the question is, would the cheskas kashrus apply both to her and to the daughter, or would the cheskas only apply to her, not to the daughter? Those are the two, those are the two options that we have over here. But we're not dealing, according to Ramban and the Ra'ah, we're sticking to the facts that we have, not dealing with anything new. If I'm not mistaken, just before I answer your question, I think that in the continuation of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he doesn't quote the Ramban and the Ra'ah. I don't know if he ever saw the Ramban and the Ra'ah, but I think on his own he says the same thing. He says, V'yim Tomar, called the Bo'al Arusas of the Self-Kurzayim V'yivamos. Sovar Rav Da'avlad Manzer. V'lo Mahani V'dika Sa'im. U'v'kshuto Taima D'Rav D'Savar K'Rav Yoshua. Amma K'Rav Yoshua, Gam D'Sveika Da'afkara, V'lo Mahani Bori V'cheskas Kashus. And again, he wants to build it, that over there we're dealing, now we're still, we're building ourselves on a cheskas kashrus, and over there the cheskas kashrus doesn't apply to the daughter. But what creates the cheskas kashrus in our sugya? So Yitachene, what creates it, according to the Ramban and the Ra'ah, is the in minoi. Mashenken over there, where you lack that in minoy, or you have this ba'aleha, then you don't have the same cheskas kashrus. Yes,
but isn't that against what the Ramban is saying? The Ramban and the Ra'ah are trying to say that there's this meaning. Our lashon cannot be going within the lishna kama. According to what we're saying, no, it could go perfectly within the lishna kama. The lishna kama over there is talking about a case where he's not moda, and henceforth we're afraid. I mean, then basher israel chazaka. And here, once he's moda, then she sells the chazaka. The whole point is that there is a steer. This gemara, according to the first answer in the Ramban, this gemara is not like the lishna kama. Meaning, they're both the same case, and there's a machlokas, and it's a machlokas how to understand the case of moda.
You're right. I'm sorry, took it too far. You're correct. In other words, You're right. In other words, they view it as a stira. In other words, then the Arab stira. What do you mean a stira? In other words, it doesn't.
It's a stira means the machlokas, meaning the machlokas. According to that Gemara, in the case of Moda, so then in Achinami, that still it's not the chazaka isn't there. And according to our Gemara, no. Once he's Moda, then she's
the machlokas. Do we have a cheskas kashrus in a situation of ba'al deha? Yeah. Machlokas, do we have a cheskas kashrus in a situation where the arus ba'aleha? Does that break her cheskas kashrus? Does it maintain her cheskas kashrus? You're correct. I took it too far. Tosas, however, has a different approach. Yeah?
Doesn't it sound like Rashi is saying it as well?
In minoi emes.
It's not saying ba'aleha, it's emes minoi. Meaning, it's that. What do you mean? exactly what you're saying. You just said it was Torah.
Maybe. It's interesting. I didn't think that. Jesus says that. In Rashi, like you're Migash. Okay. That's it. Okay. So we have then, so far, one option of in minoi, of really exclusive. That he had her under lock and key. Means emissi menihi. And it goes also yada yada. That's the only big machalai. The Chachmei Svarad viewed that post the Rinagash as not shot in the sugya. They would rather have a machlokas in the sugya as to whether we have a cheskas kashus post ba'aleha, or we don't have a cheskas kashus post ba'aleha, or whether the cheskas kashus would apply to the daughter or not apply to the daughter. And then we have Tosfos. What's Tosfos? The Shema Yesh L'chalei the Bo Dehasam Hainu Shepam Achas Ba'aleha. Avo mode zahacha v'ko'amar minei hainu shebo aleha bios harve v'haya rogyo etzla tamid u'keraminan rov b'ilos holech achar haloch achar habal. What do we mean? What does this mean? Right? The Gemara over there says the moment that he says bo aleha, we open up a door with box. Even the after nashal aleh, maybe not after nashal koyam. So it's fine. We open the Pandora's box. However, even after you open the Pandora's box, because of we have over here that she's Sheira to her husband. Why? What do we have that overrides the robe of the Olam? What is it? Now, Tosfos begins in one direction and then brings in Kidamin and robe Vilos Halachachar Habal. In other words, you could learn Tosfos in two ways. You could learn. Yeah, I mean, what were the two ways of learning? Yeah.
Meaning, maybe you say Rofios Etal Baal applies even during Erisin, or maybe just once he's saying that it wasn't just once, it was many times, so then that falls under that Kaal of Rof.
He's in a town with 1,000 males. There are 1,000 men in town. And he says, Bo'aleha. The moment that he says, Bo'aleha, so Gemara Yavama says, Kevan da Afra Nafsha Lididei, Afra Nafsha Lekuleyama. So then we have now 1,000 to 1. 1,000 to 1. So that's a rope. That's rope psulimus. So that makes her either a shluki or a mamzeret because of the rope. That's what the Gemara over there says. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, he opened the Pandora's box. He now is the miyuf. He now is one in a thousand. So what overrides that one in a thousand? What overrides that one in a thousand? What is rov b'yos holechakar habal? Is that, what kind of rov is that? Yeah?
Well, what it's saying is that once she opened that Pandora's box, it's not really saying after the call, although it's really saying it's only for him.
It's only for him? Rov b'yos holechakar habal is not, it's saying it's only for him. But in other words, but rather, yes?
And she could not put up to everybody, but if she comes to her, it was
a
foul.
Yeah. It's a chazaka. A chazaka, well, it's a robe. Robe, you say, but what kind of chazaka is it? What kind of, I'm sorry, it's a robe. What kind of robe is it? Okay. Now, what happens is as follows. We have a problem that the moment she opened the Pandora's box, he had Ruben Issa come on. There are 1,000 people in town, and there's him. And so, it's 1,000 to 1. That's Ruben Issa come on. And holachacha harob. So we have to go after the robe, at least to be choshish. But she's a shtuki, if not that we have over here a vade mamzeret. And Rav says over there that she's a vade mamzeret based on the robe. So we saw it. In order to, you have to counteract the robe. You have to undo the robe. Yes, if you undo the robe, not just by saying, we'll neutralize the robe. Neutralizing the robe will still give you a suffix. It may take you down from a mamzer to a shtuki. It's not going to create a ne'emonis. To create a ne'emonis, you have to override the robe. What can override the robe? So in our Gemara, so the Ramban and the Ra'ah said, what overrides the robe is cheskas kashrus. Rav cheskas kashrus tells us there's no less a suffix. So what if you have another 1,000 people in town? She has the cheskas kashrus, and the cheskas kashrus will tell us that she was nivellet only to her husband. Tells us, however, does it bring in that cheskas kashrus? Yitzchein the cheskas kashrus, he views it that it's overridden by the fact that she was, that she said, that in minoy, you know, it's the fact that she was moda, he was moda, that there was an aveira over here of a level arayos. However, what we have is a ruba de vesa come on overriding ruba de isa come on. The rove of the town is ruba de isa come on. Rove the egos achar haval, that's ruba de vesa come on. That's a statement of family unity, that even if we have a woman who is somewhat chashuda, But Rov Vilos Eitzel Habal. Rov Vilos Eitzel Habal. That's a, it's a psychological, anthropological given in the time of Chazal, I would hope, and nowadays as well. So that's a given. Once we have that as a given, the Ruba the Lesser Kaman, that overrides the Ruba the Yisrael Kaman. What Had tells us not put in Kedamina Rov Vilos Eitzel Habal, simply Bo'aleh Bios Harve, then you could say, well, you know, how many people are there, and how many Bios, and how long, and Rav, in other words, the Ilchori is still in it. The Tosus brings in Kedamina Rov Vilos Eitzel Habal, he's saying we have over here Ruba the Lesser Kaman that overrides the Ruba the Yisrael Kaman. And that Ruba the Lesser Kaman is what allows for our statement of kosher. So the fact that we have over here an arus, right, as was pointed out, that the Kiddush over here of Tosos is that this concept of Rov Vilos Holech HaKarabal is not only post Nisuin, but even post Erusin. Post Erusin for a couple that aren't keeping the rules of the game, but they are, but we still have a psychological Rov of Rov Vilos Eitzel Habal. And that overrides the Rov Sulim, they call the Olam Sulim Esra. Yes? Could be that's a machlokas. I mean, just as we have a machlokas, you know, the Gemara tells us it's like on the Ramban and the Ra'ah that they allow for a cheskas kashrus, even in such a situation. So it says, how can you speak about a cheskas kashrus? She was nevelet, the asura, though. You can't speak about a cheskas kashrus in such a situation. There was an iser for an arus and an arusa to have via. So you can't speak about a cheskas kashrus. So either so the machlokas could be as Gurnan pointed out, a question moving pointed out, either a question of Doraisa, Drabana, or maybe she should have a Chesed Kashrus on a Doraisa plane, even though she wouldn't have a Chesed Kashrus on a Drabana plane. That's a possibility. Then you get involved. That's the question of that we dealt with last year. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, is a Mumar L'Chalol Shabbos on a Drabana considered to be a Mumar L'Chalol Shabbos called Torah Kula? And we said that we say, well, since he carries in a carmelis, therefore his magla and yayin is considered to be sam yenam. Like how far do you go by drabanos? Does that turn him into a chashuv also dover, or does it turn into a chashuv also dover? That could be the machlokas on one hand. On the other hand, in terms of what Tosus brings in, it could be the question as to whether this robe would help for an aris only for a post nisuin. Yeah. I understand that Ba'al HaBilos Harbi is not a question over here of quantity. Ba'al HaBilos Harbi means that he is Ba'al Leha, but as an Aris, as though he had been a Ba'al. The Gemara in Yevamos is the Gemara in Yevamos.
The Chilik is once or many.
The Gemara in Yevamos says we're dealing with a situation of Pamachas. That's it. Ba'al Leha. Ba'al Leha based on here. It was a Pamachas. The case over there was he visited her once, and he was boiled, and then he went back home. And then she became pregnant, and we don't know. Like, you didn't tell me, we don't know, you know, where the slot came from. That's the case of it in Yevamos. Here the case is in Minoi, that he has been living with her as husband and wife. And once he's living with husband and wife, then we have the Rov Vilos Eitzel Habal, the Ruba the Lesser Kaman, that overrides the Rov Sulam Etzla. That overrides the Rov Sulam Etzla. Yeah. That fits very nicely into what we pointed out, that Aruba the lesser command is a biru, Aruba the easier command maximum is a hakra. You don't apply a hakra when you have a biru in the picture. So biru always overrides a hakra.
Just two lines in post. Just why does Tosafot have to add on via Rogel Etzel Tamid? I mean, once he says it's Bala Bilos Harbe, is it also meaning he was also with her a lot, and she couldn't be around other men? And also, he doesn't say it is Rov Vilos Eitzel Habal. He's saying it's Ketukdam Rinman.
Right. It was had Tosa simply stopped after the words, Haribo Aleha Bios Harbe, by your regular Slatambit, period. How you stop at that point? So then you could have said that Tosa is dealing with the question of this quantity, that quantity, that maybe we don't have a Rov, maybe we have a Rov on this side. But the moment Tosa says, Ukid Amrin on Rov Vilos Harabal, I think that Tosa is telling us that we're not talking over here in terms of quantity, we're talking over here in terms of the quality of the relationship. The quality of the relationship is such that we have a Ruba de Lesser Kaman.
Why is this a term Rogo Etzel Tamid? Is that in terms of beer, or just that he was with her a lot and hence she couldn't be with him?
Rogo Etzel Tamid, that we can apply the rule of Baal to the Aris. We can deal with him as being a Baal. We can apply the Ruba de Lesser Kaman of a Baal to the Aris. The Ruba de Lesser Kaman doesn't apply to Stam, that you have a couple that's living out of wedlock. In America, you have a couple that's just living together. So we wouldn't say, we don't have a din of rov bilos eitzel ha-bo'el, right? We have a din of rov bilos eitzel ha-ba'al. And over here, because of ragil etzla, so the aris turns into the ba'al. So it's just a skiddush. I mean, it's a skiddush that we can hear. And so we have a double machlokus then between Chachmei Sfarad and Chachmei Ashkenaz. According to the Negash, so we're dealing over here with the Nukimta in Minoy that he put her under lock and key, Lozaza Yada Miyada, and then so our Gemara is totally different from the Sugi over there. There's no Bidadaima, there's no Chshados, there's no nothing. That's an Ukimta. If you don't learn the Rimigash's Ukimta, then we have the option of distinguishing in terms of when do you know, it's does the in Minoy break the Peskas Kashrus or maintain the Peskas Kashrus? And or the option is, does the in Minoy create a situation of Rov Igos Ol Achar Habal? Does it bring in a new factor of Ruba Delesa Kaman?
Could we say, according to Tosfot, that this might be a heksha that would be more effective for the Vlad, and that because of Rav Bila Selech Achar Habal, but even so, we may still have a problem of Ruva de Isa Kaman regarding her kashrut, to know, to say that maybe she's not Mutaret Lo because of Ruva de Afra?
Tosa says that the Mida Afkara, that's in a situation where there was Chadbiya. Chadbiya, that's a Mida Afkara. But the moment that's Rogil, then we view them as husband and wife.
But shouldn't that have only an Afkamina for the Vlad? I mean, if it's still only Rov Bilo, it's not the. I mean, the sense is that we're still concerned that maybe there were other Bias. And here we're just talking about the Vlad.
In our sugi, we don't distinguish between, that's what Tosus points out, Hakara Kamoda, we don't distinguish between her and the Vlad. Maybe, in other words, again, it's a Machok. We have a machokis, whether a machshirva, machshirva bita, the reposa, the posa, the bita. Our sugi over here is talking about the Vlad, minoi, with an oris. Nefu shula, in other words, I'm so much referring to the Vlad. And Tosus brings in her as well. Tosus brings in her as well. According to the. Don't know. Okay. Then we have Od Ha'amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel Lacha Kurabba Gamliya. That when we don't have the mutual Hoda'ah, the Chol's we pass on Kurabba Gamliya. But what's the case when we don't have a mutual Hoda'ah? What's the situation when we don't have a mutual Hoda'ah? So, one of the options is when you have a Hakasha. Namely, she says Mimenu, and he says Rav Minoy. In that case, when we have a Hakasha, then we pass on Rabbi Gamliel to say Ne'emenes. Question is, what really is the halacha in such a situation where you have this mutual hakasha? How do we pass it? So I sent you to a Rambam and to a Shulchan Aruch Gevorim. First, I'm trying to understand what's said in both of them. Rambam, Tesvav. You saw the Rambam? I understand you are. Arusa shenis avra v'hi b'beis aviha. So again, we're dealing with three Gemaras. Right? We have our Gemara, the Gemara in Kedushin, the Gemara in Yivan. Which of these is the Rambam relating to? Hare Havlad Becheskas Mamzer, V'Asa Rebas Yisrael, V'Asa B'Mamzeres. That, those are the Gemaras in Kedushin and in Yevamos. And we're not dealing over there with Tainus, simply with the fact of Arusa Shenis Avra. The Im Nivdeka Imo, moving over to our Gemara. V'Amra Me Arusi Nis Avarti. Then, in that situation, Ne'emenes V'Havlad Kasha. Okay, that's our Gemara. That's the Ode. That, in which we don't have his Hodah, right? The Ode, even without his Hodah, he's not around. She says Ne'emenes. He's who knows where. He's in Hawaii. So then Ne'emenes v'avrat kosher. But if we pass like Rabban Gamliel, and this is the case of Bidiyevet, the blood is already around. We have to know what the status of the blood is, so kosher. V'im hikhisha ha'arus v'amar me'olam lobasi aleha. What if we have not just that the husband is not around, but we have a hakasha, hikhisha ha'arus v'amar me'olam lobasi aleha. She says mimenu, and he says not mimeni. Hare havlad mamzer. What about the Isha? Ha'isha eina b'cheskas zona ela ne'emenes lomar lo'arus niv'alti ve'eina zona. That we distinguish between the vlad and the Isha. That's what I'm passing. We distinguish between the vlad and the Isha. Hu ha'din halacha yutes. We have a situation where she says me'akum ve'eved nis'abarti. We'll come to that in a minute. So we have over here that the vlad is, when we have hakosha, the vlad is a mamzer and the isha is ne'emenes. Open the shilta giborim. Close the riyaz. V'chein arusa shenisavra, he omer min ha'arus himu uberet. Ne'emenes al atma v'al hazera v'hen sheir. That's the ratio of the Rambam. And when she's the only one talking, then she's ne'emenes and the blood is ne'emenes and the blood as well. U'mem zayin hei omer, u'mem zayin hei. What? I don't think that the Riyas Kor of Jacques Yoleda is going to be Kori Zikani. I should say that. Kori Zikani Harash, don't know. Always he's quoting someone. Omer, She'af Alpi Sheha'orus Omeid Ve'omer, Shiloba Ova Me'olam, that's what happens in the case of Hakosha, Ne'eman Le'osra Al Atzmo. We have a din of Shavi Anashe. Avaloga posla likahuna veloga tzol hazera. Loga posla likahuna veloga tzol hazera. That he is ne'eman only at zomi din of shavya anapshe, but she is muteret and the vlad is also muter. Okay, so we have over here again according to the Rambam, the common denominator between them is that when she's the only one talking, then she is ne'emanet. Avlad kosher. When we have a hakosha, then everyone agrees that she is not the cheskat zona; she is still muteret. However, on the vlad we have a machlokas. The Rambam paskins havlad mamzer, and the Shulchan Giborim quotes whoever he quotes to say that havlad is kosher. Yeah. So far, so good. Okay.
What's the Hemshech of the Shulchan Giborim?
Let's get to the Hemshech of the Shulchan Giborim. Don't confuse that. But we have over here this is the sheet that we're quoting, right? Up to this point. We have a Machlokas in the Rambam and the Shulchan Giborim and the Riyaz in terms of that we're distinguishing, according to the Rambam, we distinguish between her and the Vlad, and according to the Shulchan Giborim, we don't distinguish between her and the Vlad. Why should we distinguish between her and the blood? Why should we distinguish between her and the blood? Yeah? Okay, so that's what the Shem Shmaisa said, that's the way he wants to learn. So he wants to learn that the reason she is ne'emenet on herself is because of her cheskas kashrus. That cheskas kashrus doesn't move over to the vlad. Why should we distinguish between her and the vlad in terms of the cheskas kashrus? I.e., it's all one. So we pointed out it may depend on the nature of chazaka. Is it a biror or is it a hachra? A biror would apply to both, a hachra would apply to one. The Chesh Maisasa has to say that a taina only works for a baal davar. A taina cannot work for someone else. And over here, so she's ne'emenet on herself. She's not giving edus, she's pasul edus, she's being tohenet. And any taina can help a ba'al davar. So her taina's bari will help her, but it can't help her daughter, her son, etc., because they are not the ba'al davar. They are not her, and she can't give edus on them. She's a krova, and therefore the taina helps her. It doesn't help the vlog. That's the way the Shesh Maaseh so learns. You can learn that way, you cannot learn that way. But I don't know if that's said in the Rambam. The Rambam Lechora says what he means, yes?
Rambam says because the father and the mother son the vlog.
Right, the Rambam Lechora is giving us a different explanation. Rambam says that we have the Zeres HaKasuv in a Tisha Aris from the Olam Labas Yadah Harei Avlad Mamzer. Why? Shafilu Haya Becheskas Dino. Stop. We have a normal family unit, the father, a mother, and a child. And then the father comes to court and says, "This my kid is a mamzer. Amr b'niz a mamzer ne'eman." And we said that's a unique ne'emanet that the father has. And then in halacha you test. There are points that halacha is only for the father, not for the mother. Amar ha'av eno b'ni, o ha'yabal b'ni sayam, ha'rei zeh b'cheskas mamzer. Yimamra me'akum ve'evad nisabarati, ha'rei avlad kosher. Namely, that she has no ne'emonos to pasel her vlad. That din of yakir only applies for the father, not for the mother. So if we're building the Rambam, so let's take the machlokes between the Rambam and the Chizuk Giborim. If we're building the Rambam on a din of Yakir, so Yisachen, then the question is this when the father says no, he says lo minnai. Yes?
Is there not in the Rambam that he was able to mean the father of the Yaakov and say this kid is a mom? But since Rambam now he's saying he's not for me, then he's saying someone else's kid is a mom. So why
the father? No, in fact, the moment is only knowing he's a mom, so we're married. We're married, and she was nivela post marriage. We assume that pregnancy not more than 12 months. They're already married for a year and a half before the baby was born. And this is lat minoi. If it's not minoi, it means that it's that he's a mamzer. That we're dealing with an eishes ish, and there was niyuf, and that she's and he's a mamzer. So I'm trying to think what over here, and we've got a different level. And obviously there'll be three explanations to the turn of the three explanations of the Rambam. Either the Rambam is distinguishing between the cheskas kashrus that will apply to her and won't apply to the vlad, and that could be either because of the it's a biro or a hazaka, or according to Shesh Maaseh, it's that the ne'emanus of bari only applies to a baal davar, doesn't apply to anyone else. That's one way for the Rambam, or we have the Rambam being built, the Rambam, and also the Ritva Nukayose, the same Shita, being built on the world of Yakir. What over here would be the machlokes though between the Rambam and the Riyaz? On what point would they be collated? Let's see if it's a question of the cheskas kashrus. So we already saw that there are 2 days in the Gemara whether it applies to her, to the child as well. The discussion is whether his taina would. He's telling Lominoi that the effect of this when it's a vacuum if it applies to the blood. It's not exactly like the blood. Maybe it's a din of Yakir. Where over here do we move in terms of Yakir? Shita and the Riyaz, the first time over here, also in the Tosas Rid. In the Tosas Rid, in Minoi, Amar Rabbi Yosef, the Mai Nechushka, Chada Dave Kamodi, The two, Ha Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Al Karavan Gamil Perish. The Theo Meris me ish ploni the Kohen who the Emenes. The Afa Gab the Osia who ploni who Makrishta. This is on the Vaod. From our low bossy of the Homei Olam, he the Emenes. The E, Isa, the Hecha, the Kamakrishta Lomehemna, in Kena Maimehem in Rav Gamil. Nistama Yabo Osaponi the Yomar in Bar Aleha Imrad. Elavadai Af Agav to have a Osi Umakrishta, he ne emenet, vein lahakshir ba, vein lahakshir bita. Rahachanami Af Agav the Osi Ore Summer me Olam Labasi Aleha, he ne emenet to Hakshir ha Ubar, Ulahakshir Atma im tit omen. Abelo Ores, but they assure the Shavia Nashe Fatiza di Sura. That's what we found in the Shulchan Giborim, right? That's exactly Tosas Rida over here. That's the Shulchan Giborim. What over here are the Nekudot HaMachlokes between the Rambam and the, on one hand, and Tosas Rida and Shulchan Giborim on the other hand? Yes? So you're raising the issue with, you're raising the issue with Chalas, whether there is going to be Akir?
It sounds like that's far as challenging.
I would assume that in a vacuum, Bar was going to be Akir. And what's going to be Akir is Gzeras HaTosef. That's, everyone agrees that the father is Ne'eman to say Zebedi, the father is Ne'eman to say Zebedi, because of Mishnayos. It's as Kedusha. Somehow over here, because of the conflicting Ta'anot, here we have a Machlokes as to whether the Din of Yakir would apply or not. That's understand why what over here would neutralize, would undermine the Din of Yakir in our situation. He says, he knows what. He says, Labasya Lameola. He says, Labasya Lameola, so it can't be from me. I'm just, you know, it's physically impossible. It's not me many. You know.
No, so
formal
indication is that he knows definitely. It's just a
weak part Shavya Nashi. Shavya Nashi, he's talking about in terms of the site of being postal Haben.
Right,
Shavya Nashi
can't apply any further, so then the person
who's being... Right, we don't want to apply Shavya Nashi beyond... Shavya Nashi, we already discussed that. We're not talking about the Shavya Nashi. What we're concerned about currently is the Tainus Bari, should it apply? You know, to whom does the Tainus Bari apply? To her, to the Vlad? The Cheskas Kashrus, to whom does it apply? To her, to the Vlad? And the Din of Yakir. Or is the Din of Yakir, how does that function in? I hear the direction. I think you're working in the right direction. You're going to have to define a little tighter, yeah?
There's also
going to be a difference
between the response that the father can say that his son is a whole. The father he said that his son's mom's bringing, his son's mom's bringing, that he had been a woman and created a mom's dad. is not going to say someone else's son is Mahdi. Meaning to say that this kid, I'm not here to give up to your mouth, but that's someone else's son of
So what is the case where it is Nehmad to say his son is a non?
When he had people with women, that created a non. Say that, just like he said that is a boy, and my kid, say my kid, that is a non.
In other words, he's Nehmad to say that he was Menaif with someone else's wife, and that child, which is his child, is a non. That's the case of the Akim? Yeah? Yes? So the Mishnah says, Omer ben Yizeh Mamzer. We'll try and finish this Mitzvah Shem on Yom Rishon. I don't think we're going to get further, but I don't have an idea to get there. Just to try and clear up this the various secrets over here in terms of. Malchus ben Chofetz in the Rambam on one hand, and Tosfos Reed and the Riaz on the other hand, are we dealing in the world of Yakir? You're welcome to look at the footnote of the Tosfos Harash, who has a theory. To check it out as to whether that's really. Again, it's two things. It's A, we'll fit into Tosfos Reed, we'll fit into the Riaz. Let's check the Riaz over there also in Kedushin if we were in the Mishnah in that same way. Tosfos Reed were in the Mishnah. It's only talking about a situation of. Of a child was a mamzer because of Bab Fi Bekrisis rather than a child was a mamzer out of Niyuf. In terms of the Shesh Maisisa, on the level of the Shesh Maisisa, on the level of a Tanis Bari, only applying to a Baal Davar, and on the level of the Cheskas Kashrus, whether it should apply to one or the other, what should be over here the Machlokes? Yes?
This is just. And throwing something out, but I mean, maybe from Svar, it could be possible to say that if it's in a vacuum, it would only apply in the case of Nisim, but not in Rishim. There has to be some sense of, like, I mean, to a certain extent, it is kind of, I mean, if you don't say, like, the footnote over there, then it's basically a kind of an 80s product life. And if he doesn't have a chance to get to that word very well, so maybe you wouldn't be able to say such a thing.
That's a good question. Let's see. Yes?
Just also, don't get taken into account over here that it's a bar you bari. And also, just one other thing we were saying from the Rambam passing is already in Tet Bar Vidala that the Chazaka works for the mother and for the Bita. So we can't take a derech that it doesn't work on the daughter, because on the child, because the Rambam himself in Tet Bar Vidala, he says that he passed like the man the armor that Chazakat Laham Hashir Ba, Chazakat Bita. So it has to be within the din of Yahir. And it's also not, meaning just her din of bari, meaning it's a bari versus bari. There's also.
Yeah, but Bari, I mean, I agree with you that the key is the world of Bari Bari. That's the key. You know, that's the key that over here would determine whether there is Yakir, there's not Yakir, whether there is a Cheskas Kashrus, it's not a Cheskas Kashrus, whether we have over here a Nemanus of a Bari. You don't have Nemanus of a Bari. Bari is totally on the fact that over here we have a Bari Bari. question is, what within the Bari Ubari is that which, what aspect of the Bari Ubari is that which will determine whether yes or whether no. Okay, so we nether on Yom Rishon, we'll try and do it at Machlokas, that will end with, you're welcome to prepare ahead and do Amanasisa, but rather not begin Amanasisa and then only continue a week and a half later. But you know, it's after, on the Wednesday, a week from Wednesday, I'd like to do the sugya, like to get into the sugya of Amanasisa. It's not simply Hadak and Rashi and Tosfos without necessarily looking beyond to try and understand the sugya until there at the middle of the Yudalat and the days.
The previous round he says, that already seems to say that you could give nemanas on somebody else's kid also. I mean, you're saying on your wife, this person is not my child, hence the mamzer. It's not just the case where you say, I was yunahit, and hence the kid is a mamzer, or et cetera, et cetera. That's the Rambam himself saying.
So the Rambam has a din of yakir.
Right, so the Rambam maybe holds dafka. You could say that, or it's supposed to say.
So my focus could be it's how far we go in terms of the Neviat here. The question is whether that fits in. I wasn't aware that those are as a Peshitta, or it's sometimes as a Peshitta. But the question is whether that fits also into the Riyadh, whether we can put that Shita also fit in over there. The question is how you win the Mishnah of Yat here into the.
It was begun year at Chait. And we had defined Yirat Chait, well, starting with the definition. V'zot ha-yirah shanafna b'yira'ata, d'ahinu Yirat Chait, hikamo chelok mi-yirat ha-ramut. We pointed out that there was Yirat ha-onish, that was the lowest level. Yirat ha-ramut, that's part of chasidut. But this goes beyond Yirat ha-ramut. V'kukmo min lifnei atzma v'haino ki hinei inyanahu shiyeh adam yorei v'do'eg tamid al ma'asav pen nit arev bam eze shema tzfeit. This is v'yira Yaakov v'yetzer ma'od, that he was yorei shema garam hachet, that maybe, who knows, even though he tries to be as perfect as possible, but he's always afraid he's not doing enough. Open yesham eze davar katan o gadol v'sheino lefi godol kvado yitarach ramut shemo, that he's not sufficiently relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu deserves. In Charaleh HaYachas HaGadol Ben Yiras of Yirtum, which is Zacharnu. Tachlus Vishneihim Shol Lassot Dovar Neged Rum Kvodo Yitbarach. I mean, that's why he's part of Yirat Yomamut. Tachlus Vishneihim Shol Lassot Dovar Neged Rum Kvodo Yitbarach. Omnam HaHevdel Beineihim Sheba Avuro Tefashet Kamin Acher U'Beshem Acher Yikare. This is a shlav on the ladder, a rung on the ladder itself. Who kiyirat ramamut? Who bishat maaseh? That when I'm putting on tefillin, I think I'm in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I daven, I'm in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I learn, I have this sense of tremendous awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or bishat ha'avoda, or beperek ha'aveira, or in other words, if chas v'shalom I'm about to do an aveira, I hold back. I say, just a minute, I can't do this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not pasnished. Well, it's not that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will punish me. It's pasnished. Hainu o bishar she'omidu mitkalel o oved. Oved over here is not chopping ice. Oved in English is doing avodas Hashem. Az yevosh v'yikalem yirash v'yirah lefnei rum kvodo yitarach. O bishar she'mitzdamenet avera lefanav u'makir bashu avera yazov milasot talamana shelo yasa davar lamot enei kvodo chas v'shalom. Ach, that's classically yirat romamut. That's here today and gone tomorrow. Namely, I finished davening already over 2 hours ago. But I'm thinking now, oh no. In other words, when I davened, did I have proper kavana when I said, Amen Yehesh Me Rabba? Did I think properly in the first bracha of Shmona Esrei? Hinei b'chol rega hu yorei pen yikashel v'yaseh dover o chasi dover shu k'neged kvod shemo yitvarach. Or, just a minute, I'm sitting in the Beis Medrash, I'm learning with Talmidim, am I giving over to them what I could in terms of what proper Romamus is? Am I going to learn with the proper Romamus? I mean, not while I'm learning, but rather it's constantly with my eyes to the past and my eyes to the future that I'm afraid Shema Yigrom or Shema Gorom HaChet. Okay, Nikret Yirat Chet.
It's a fear. It's a paranoia. Again, we pointed out that if it was from an individual, if I was afraid of an individual, or if I was afraid of a certain event, if I was afraid of, say, a war of Iraq, so a psychologist would say that, come on, take a pill against your anxiety. But when it's Yiras Chait, that's considered to be rung on the ladder towards becoming a Navi, towards Ruach HaKodesh. Ki yikara yira min ha-chait shlo yikanis v'yitarif v'ma'asav machmat shia hitrashlut o machmat helen. It's like a person, let's say, but if you have a computer that doesn't have an automatic antivirus, you know, you have to press the button. So it's someone who constantly is pressing the button. You know, it's a maybe my computer's infected, maybe it's infected. I'm constantly pressing the button, I'm afraid that there's an infection. So what if the computer is me? So I'm constantly pressing my button, maybe I'm infected. Yihye ve'eze derech she'yihye. In other words, whether, you know, how this aveira is coming in, is it an aveira sayetzer, is it atzlus, is it kaas, whatever it is. In other words, that I'm afraid maybe it's entering or entered into my world, and I'm not what I should be. V'hinei al zeh ne'emar ashrei adam mefached tamid, not mefached me'onesh, but mefached that he's not showing Kadosh Baruch Hu the proper level of yirah. Lo pirshu, hahu b'divrei Torah k'siv she'afilu b'shal she'eno roeh michshol v'negev enav. It appears that the last two hours I've been without aveira. Tzarich she'yalivo chored b'kirbo pen tamahu l'raglav hu lo nishmar. Maybe there's an aveira that I'm not aware of. Maybe it's simply so much part of my personality that I don't hear myself, I don't see myself, how I look in other people's eyes. This is al penechem. This is something you see in a person. And it's not just levilti techatohu. That's when the antivirus automatically clicks in, warning, you're about to do an aveira. But over here, we're speaking about Tamid. Even if I'm not doing it there, I'm in the middle of davening, I'm in the middle of learning, I'm even sleeping.